Macedonia faces a critical period. A fragile peace agreement has stopped most of the fighting between government forces and Albanian rebels. Tensions remain high between Macedonian police and Albanian separatists who have close connections to Kosovo. Macedonia also is experiencing the worst winter weather in decades. The BBC's Paul Anderson sent this report from Skopje.
A rare moment of delight for Dusica Pavlovska, one of Macedonia's youngest victims of war. The three-year-old is lucky to be alive, let alone to be able to enjoy the modest thrills of the play park. Dusha was in the line of an Albanian sniper's bullet when she was traveling in her father Goran's car 4 months ago. She was hit in the back. Home is now two cramped rooms in an orphanage in Skopje. For the Pavlovsky family, the war against Albanian rebels has been replaced by war against poverty. They have less than $150 a month to live off.
It's a catastrophe for us. We don't get any help from the state, only the defense ministry, because the minister himself decided to help personally. We left everything behind, and until the girl gets better, we won't even think about returning home.
Goran is one of hundreds of thousands of Macedonians directly or indirectly affected by the war. Now that peace is more or less holding, they're squaring up to the cost. The international community is ready to help with modest budget bailout funds to put the country back on track, but that's only if the peace holds, and there are many Macedonians who believe it won't. Skopje's premier church choir in full flow at the main Orthodox cathedral. More than ever, the Macedonian church has become a refuge to its materially poor and spiritually troubled followers, but it also fulfills another role. In some quarters, it's become a bastion of nationalism, which holds that peace is an illusion. The Very Reverend Georgi Kacharski.
I'm not optimistic. They don't want peace. They want Great Albania, nothing else. The European community, NATO, must help our governments and all security forces to finish that. I don't think it's a possible peace.
As they prepare for winter, chopping wood and trying to patch badly damaged homes, many Albanians are torn as well. In the Albanian stronghold of Arachinovo near Skopje, I met many people skeptical the peace would last, including this disbanded member of the rebel army, the NLA. The man didn't want to be named for fear of reprisals. He said he and his fellow rebels didn't see the need to reform just yet, but that could change, he said, if the Macedonians failed to honor their commitment to new Albanian rights. That's the biggest fear of the international community, that come the thaws in the spring, relations between the two communities won't have thawed with it, and the fighting will start once again. The priority now is to get through winter.
The BBC's Paul Anderson in Skopje, Macedonia.